Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the 10 Crack Command Trends.
Wah!
One.
Just turned 50. Would have been his 50th birthday.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, they had a whole concert and shit for Chris Wallace, the Notorious B.I.G.
Amazing. I am Jack, you are Miles, and these are the things that are trending. The Kardashians are trending. I mean, when are they not, am I right?
Yeah. You know?
These folks. But Courtney got married, right?
Right. She got married like over the weekend. Everyone's talking about like the outfits or the Khloe Kardashian looking lonely, like in the background of this picture of Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, like looking booed up. But everybody knows I've been to Italy once. And because I've been there once, I'm in love with it and I'm an expert. But they got married in Italy. Who is it? Courtney and Travis Barker. And at the meal, Kylie Jenner posted on her Instagram stories the meals that were being served on beautiful Dolce and Gabbana plates. I mean, this is the whole thing was a Dolce and Gabbana like sponsored event from what I understand. But this portion of spaghetti that is being plated is like what I would call one of my bites.
Yeah, a single bite of spaghetti.
That is one of my like really rude, no manners bites. It's a big bite, and I'm not gonna lie. So I'm gonna say it's a small bite, but
it looks like they used
all that shit in one bite.
It looks like they used a lemon or a melon baller, like a single. You know, like it's a melon baller.
As if there were
spaghetti. Yeah,
if whatever fits there. I mean, my hope is that maybe it was a multi-course meal, so they didn't want to, get people too full, but I don't know. Part of me even feels like the person plating that has to be like, oh my god, this is like a violation to even put this.
Use an ice cream scooper at least, not a melon baller.
Yeah. No. Anyway.
You ever been offered, congrats like, to the happy couple. Have I ever what?
Been offered have you ever been offered amount of food like in a non like, this is all somebody could afford context, but somebody comes through with just, you're like, hold on, this is all the food you made? This feels like a thing that like my friends in college would do trying to throw like a cookout or something and not buying enough food because they have no concept of what
you think
people
that's
actually
what happened.
Eat.
The in the picture is stacks of plates that probably cost more than
lives combined.
Yeah, my car. But the spaghetti is so good, so high quality that they just had to skimp. They're like, we only got one spaghetti for each guest.
Fuck.
A single strand. Is that one spaghetto? I don't know.
I believe, but that, I think that's that old Tim Heidecker character.
Anyways, happy wedding to Kravis Bardashian, as super producer Brian put it. I like that name for that.
I like that.
Bardashian. That sounds Game of Thrones-ish.
Yeah, like Bobby Baratheon's cousin, Kravis Bardashian.
Lord Kravis.
Monkeypox. We got to talk about monkeypox because everybody's talking about it in the media.
Horrifying.
Yeah, but all right. So, first of all, there's a lot of conspiracy theories. We'll dig into those probably on the regular episode. That's where we save our dumbest shit for. But I just wanted to read from this AP article. They got a professor of infectious diseases at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine to come through and said that it's like they've looked at this particular strand that has been found around the globe. It does not appear to have mutated to become more infectious, which was the concern. And instead, it seems to have been a anomalous event, to quote the doctor, somebody who got infected, developed lesions on the genitals, hands, or somewhere else, and then spread it to others when there was sexual or close physical contact.
Oh, like a lot of people like were in one spot, like a super spreader Coachella kind of thing. And then a bunch of international travelers got infected at this one thing and then took it abroad.
Yeah. But I think people, this reminds me when I lived in the last time I lived in New York just for a year, but it was a year that had like a big blizzard and the media didn't see it coming. I was like out on the road picking my wife up from where she was working. And the snow came so fast, so heavy, that we got snowed in to the car on like in the middle of the street. Like it was one of the craziest things I've ever like been involved with. So the next time that there was any threat of snow, you thought that the world was coming to an end with the way that the media treated that next snowstorm. And it didn't even snow. But I feel like we might be seeing, with the monkeypox thing, the public's appetite, the public like being on edge, and the media being like, not this time. No one's sneaking up on me this time.
It's bad.
And
it's okay, hold on. So there's vaccines for it. Like if we need to go there, but the data doesn't necessarily indicate that people need to be panicking, right?
Yeah. As I was doing this very minor bit of research, got an alert on my phone from Wired with like a headline that was like the mystery of the global spread of monkeypox, which typically I wouldn't have clicked through. I just would, like, the way I experience news is like these news alerts that come across and like I see the headline and then I'm like, I don't have time to read that, but now I know that monkeypox is a thing and it's spreading globally. And yeah, I don't know. It just feels like this has more to do with the fact that we are getting over another pandemic or in the midst of another pandemic, and less to do with the fact that there is genuine threat that this thing is going to be a global pandemic. In fact, there is a quote in the AP news article. Go to the AP for your most boring vanilla takes. He emphasized that the disease was unlikely to trigger widespread transmission.
So,
just FYI, because I'm sure everybody is seeing the same headlines that we all are.
Yeah. And man, another moment where like, you know, people in Africa have been dealing with this for a minute, but I get it. It's only a problem because it got out of Africa. Okay.
Right.
suddenly it's like, I don't want to be confronted with what the world could be outside of my bubble.
The medical community has known about it and been tracking it since the 1950s. But a lot of the conspiracy theories coming from your Alex's Jones are talking about it like it was invented by Bill Gates last week in a lab.
I'm saying we'll have to dig into those.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about Tom Cruise running and other things.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month. Taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
And we're back. There's a new, I guess it was a leak, right? The trailer for the new Mission Impossible leaked early, and then maybe they released it.
Yeah, now it's out. Yeah, for
out in the world.
Tom Cruise Cruise Impossible 9.
Yeah,
Cruise Control.
But there is running, and there will be running.
Oh, yeah.
In this film,
you get you're damn right. There's running. There's
straight up sprint.
Dynamic
get to see
entries.
Old Tom Cruise face, which I appreciate. That's-
yeah, I was saying like so for so long. I'm like, man, Tom Cruise has all these people thinking they're gonna live forever because he's out here just flipping and shit and hitting endos on a dirt bike and shooting guns. But when I saw his face, it's like that moment like when you see your grandparents and you're like, and it's been a couple years or like a year or something. Like when you're in college and you finally see old family, you're like, oh shit, they're getting old.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, exactly.
That's right. Okay.
I remember that. it was the Dodgers Giants game. Do you remember that? Dodgers Giants in San Francisco, and he was in the crowd. And I was like, no, that's not actually Tom Cruise. Like that's
Oh shit. That's you right. You were like, that no.
Not
that
him.
Ain't him.
That's not him. Tom Cruise's face doesn't look like a actual, you know, 50 something human's face. But anyways, he still can move, and it has elicited a bunch of analyses of Tom Cruise running. This is a thing. Like I know, like people have like absolutely just been like, seems like he runs a lot in movies. The most expensive shot in movie history, up to that point, was a shot from Vanilla Sky, where Tom Cruise drives his car out into New York City. He lives in Times Square for some reason, I think. And like nobody's,
yeah, like a real New Yorker.
And nobody's there. Like it's completely empty. And right. It freaks him out. And he gets out of his car and just starts sprinting around an empty Times Square. They had to close Times Square to get that shot. It was the most expensive shot in the history of movies up to that point. But yeah. This man loves to run around like a Dalmatian that just got off his leash. And they spent the money to do it. He probably has the most on-screen sprinting time, like if somebody were to compile that stat. But there's an ESPN article and some older articles that they cite that take a scientific and like running expert's look at his form, and they're impressed. It's actually pretty
good.
I know a lot of people would be like
driving those
would
arms.
Would want to be like, he actually can't run. He's whatever he thinks is running is not. No, they're like, he's probably the fastest sprinter that's ever been caught on camera, like in a movie.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. They said,
He
looks like
Tom
he's running
Cruise
about 50 miles per hour, 15.3, according to one analysis. And he's wearing non-running shoes and full pants. And yeah, they say that like all, you know, his hands have improved, actually. Like he used to ball his hands up like I do when I run, like most people do when he run. And then around the time of Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, he started sprinting with the like slicing, you know, the hand in a more like slicing motion.
Yeah.
That's the effective way to do it. So somebody decided to pit Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible runs against four other iconic movie sprints. Tom Hanks from Forrest Gump.
That one.
On the football field, I'm assuming. Not the cross country thing, because that was slow as shit.
Or like Nam.
I was unimpressed. Or Nam. Sylvester Stallone in Rocky 2. Harrison Ford running from a boulder in Raiders of the Lost Ark. And Marcus Henderson's nighttime sprint toward Daniel Kaluuya in Get Out. So which of those would you... I remember thinking, damn, Tom Hanks is booking in that Forrest Gump one. I thought the Get Out one was very fast.
His stride length wasn't long enough for that to be real speed. It was choppy.
Forrest Gump.
I was never convinced by Forrest Gump's speed on camera, nor Rocky's. At least Marcus Henderson, we got a little bit of distance, so you can kind of like, oh, okay, he might be moving. But I don't know. It feels like all those people were actor running, and Tom Cruise was trying to prove he's not dying on camera every time. Like, I think that
not that he's not dying, but he will never die.
And he's like, if I can hit 6-17 miles, fuck. You know what
he's
I mean? He's like, get one of those
face aging.
Right. And someone's like, read that radar gun. What's it say? It says 14.9. Fuck! Back to one. I'm gonna break 15. They're like, we've got the shots, Tom. Who was the winner?
Tom Cruise. Henderson from Get Out is number two, with Hanks and Ford at third and fourth, respectively. Stallone, last place.
Nah.
Wow.
Hey, come on. It's because I can't run a little bit. That's bad. All right.
I think his body fat was like unhealthily low in the
Rocky
movies. He looked.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, you can only imagine the shit that he's putting his body through in general.
Workout.
But I will say, like in this article that you're pointing at, I guess when Jackie Joyner Kersee is telling us, yeah, he has decent form. I'm like, fuck, all right, maybe he's fucking good at running.
Finally, some throwback jerseys are trending. You got to pick three to keep.
Pick three top NBA throwback jerseys. Which one do you like? The Glenn Big Dog Robinson Bucks jersey with the big buck on it. The Grant Hill Pistons redesign. Okay, not the OG one when they went to the flaming like
teal.
Horse head with exhaust. Yeah.
There's a lot of teal. This is a lot of like Gen Z, younger millennial like fashion sense informing these picks, I feel like.
Well, but I mean, like, but these are kind of the best throwbacks of the era. The big, big jersey, big graphic Atlanta Hawks that had the big hawk on it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these have come back. Like, I've noticed Nike's been being like, no, that one was kind of a good one. Iconic. I know this is the T-Mac Raptors, but, you know, shouts to Damon Stoudemire, the first real Raptor great.
With the red Mike Raptor Bibby on it. And
the Mike Bibby Grizzlies. Oh, like the Steve Nash, like sort of second gen version of the Barkley's Suns uniform that had the sun streak across with the basketball. The Timberwolves, Kevin Garnett, which they brought back last season. I know that the Timberwolves and the Grizzlies, they've both worn these jerseys in the last
years. Yeah, I was going to say, these are only throwbacks for a couple of these teams because Timberwolves and Grizzlies. I mean, that was one dope thing the NBA did with the city jerseys. Is they were like, and each of these city jerseys will in some way nod to the history of the iconography around the team.
Dikembe, the Rainbow Nuggets Skyline one.
Yep.
And then the iconic Sean Kemp Supersonics, the one that he lost. The ones they lost in a few times.
I got to go Sonics as my first pick because we're talking
about
throwing away jerseys
over
here.
OG Sonics, like Sean Kemp's rookie year, the proper green and yellow Sonics jerseys. I love those.
These feel very much of the era, though. Like colorway isn't that cool. I want to keep it more for posterity, since that's not a franchise anymore.
Right. Okay, got it. Yeah, you got to respect the Northwest sports fan.
I would cop it, never wear it.
Why? But, would it be blasphemy for you?
No, just because I don't think it's that cool looking.
So you're using a pick merely to just to honor the Seattle
The Seattle Supersonics, and also honor the time when this font was like mainstream. Although I didn't like it at the time. I don't think I liked most of these at the time.
I thought the Grizzly one, I remember like when Sharif Abdur-Rahim was rocking it when he got into the league. That was like that's the first player I associate with that Grizzlies uniform when it was the Vancouver Grizzlies. Yeah. I was like, damn, these are like kind of out there, these designs. But like retrospectively now, I'm like, this was the greatest single uniform the NBA made in the late 90s.
I think the Raptors is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Pinstripe with the red Raptor on it.
Look, I won't pick the Sonics because my favorite is the green and yellow, like older version. But I understand your sentiment. I don't want to say that I'm going to forget you people of Seattle and the terrible ordeal you've been through with the team going to Oklahoma City. So for me, I got to pick the Raptors, the Grizz, And that Kevin Garnett Timberwolves jersey, the black Timberwolves jersey. I just picture him as Stephon Marbury in those, and I'm like, that was such a great time for me.
Yeah, the Suns one looks pretty good to me, but I'm not like a Suns fan. And also, I would disqualify Suns, Grizzlies, and Timberwolves just on the basis that like they look so much like what they have now going on. Okay. So I'd go Raptors, Sonics, and maybe the Pistons. I really didn't like the Pistons at the time, but like it's really come back around.
That also, colorway I thought was cool.
Yeah, a lot of these look like they're doing like something with perspective that makes it hard to read. It's like, damn, this logo is coming towards me. That logo's getting on out of here. This Pistons logo towards a vanishing point.
I bet because they got so tired of just like the one dimensional like. Here, just sew this big patch on the front for the team that says New York. And then, you know, you get a little budget and some leeway to do something fun. And then you get these wacky 90s designs that now pretty much feel modern.
Maybe I go Denver over Pistons. I do love that rainbow. Anytime they incorporate
that
rainbow,
gradient thing. Yeah. Gradient. Oh, yeah. Because you were liking the Sixers uniform that had a similar like color spectrum vibe.
Really liked that. Really enjoyed that. Can't wait for those to be old enough that they're cool again.
Like those weird purple and sky blue Lakers uniforms this season. We'll only associate that with one experience.
I feel like those won't age well.
No, Lakers like I might get one for that memes.
right
but
all right, well, those are the things that are trending. The yeah. only things, actually. Those aren't the only things. But those are the things we have time to get to this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking health-aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.